chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Spring is here. Yay! It is April. It is the third day of April, the third month of the new year, you guys. The third day and the fourth month. I'm talking about the fourth month of the year. I guess we're speeding by so fast I can't keep up, but this is the third day of the fourth month already, and we're starting to see some changes in weather. Here in D.C., we are actually in the midst of the Cherry Blossom Festival, and it is always such an exciting time. Some of you listeners may have been here a few times, because people from all over the world and the nation come to see the cherry blossoms. They are amazing. All along the memorials and Thomas Jefferson's memorial and all of that. It is Martin Luther King's memorial, all cherry blossoms. Cherry blossoms are popping up everywhere in neighborhoods, along the street, around the Capitol. It is just an amazing season and time, and everybody's so excited. Last week, we had the Kite Festival. We had the Cherry Blossom Festival, and the Cherry Blossom Festival is actually going to be going on until next weekend. So if you have not booked a ticket or planned a trip, a drive through, you might as well come on through and check out the cherry blossoms. It is so amazing here in DC. I just love it. So anyway, you can ride your bike, you can scoot, you can walk, you can drive through, whatever you need to do to come and see the cherry blossoms. It's always a nice thing to do. Here it is today in DC, sunny and 55 degrees. Today's high is going to be 66 degrees. Detroit, you are 46 and sunny. You got some wind coming. Your high is going to be 51 degrees today. And London, you are right now, your high is 47 today. You're 46 right now. You're going to be waking up tomorrow to rain and 43 degrees. Let's see, Los Angeles, there are mourning Nipsey right now, and that is just a sad situation. To keep up with some of those details, I think Gina G is going to be talking about some of it today on her segment Trending Tea. And also we have the weather today in Los Angeles is mostly cloudy, 57 degrees, and the high is going to be 66 degrees, actually, and you're going to be partly cloudy throughout the day. In Augusta, Georgia, you are 61 degrees, and your high is going to be 72 degrees. Nice weather, you guys, in Augusta, Georgia, and shout out to you. Also, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are 56 degrees and sunny right now. You got sunshine galore all the way throughout the evening, and it's going to be 69 degrees, your high. And in South Australia, you are 66 degrees and clear. You're going to be waking up to 66 degrees. But guess what? Your high tomorrow is going to be 91 degrees, not a cloud in sight. Kenya, you are 93 degrees and cloudy. You got some rain coming around 4 p.m. Let's see. Your high is going to be 92, and you're going to wake up to 96 degrees. Let's see. Alabama, you are 64 degrees. Your high is going to be 73 degrees, and you got some showers coming tomorrow, so be prepared for that. All right, if I did not name your city, your state, or your continent, just know that I love you on Dr. Gina's radio chat, and guess what? Most importantly, God loves you, and no matter what the weather or the temperature or whatever you're going through, God is still in control, and he has the final say. He rules and reigns. Don't forget that. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a break right quick before we go into ministerial moment. I got something really good for you. You got to tune in and tell a friend. And listen, get ready to take notes. This is going to be an aha moment for you guys. So we got to take a moment for our sponsors, and we'll be right back with ministerial moment. Thank you. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, Ministerial Minutes. Okay, well, listen, we talked a lot last week about character and identity. Today, I want to talk about frustrations, anger, and disappointments. A lot of us in the body of Christ, we read the scripture in Proverbs 3 and 5, lean not onto your own understanding and acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. You know, our steps are ordered by God. Our minds are transformed and renewed every time we allow ourselves to emerge into him. That's the only way. It's not something that we do on our own. It's not something that we can do on our own. We're just not able to transform our own minds. We have to read his word. We have to seek his face. And most importantly, you guys, we got to be honest with the Father. That's just the bottom line. The key to everything is honesty with him. Most of us in the body of Christ, whether we want to admit it or not, are angry, frustrated, resentful, and disappointed. Okay. And we go to church, we preach, we go and take notes, we listen to the sermons, we read the word, we worship, we sing, we're in leadership, and etc. And we're dealing with these emotions. You know why? Because most of us have been taught that it's not okay to have those emotions. A lot of people have been taught that we should be ashamed of ourselves if we have these emotions. And that's giving way to the devil. And true, we're not supposed to believe the report of any demonic influence. We're not supposed to believe his lies. We are supposed to resist the enemy. But guess what? Resist him and cling to God and he will flee. We can't resist him, walk away, and think that he's just going to leave us alone. It's only when we put God in between us, because listen, we're still dealing with our flesh. And a lot of us still think that we're able to do things on our own because, hey, that's what we have been taught. And so therefore, we are definitely dealing with these emotions and getting beat up every day, living with them and not living in the freedom that God has chosen and created us for us to live as overcomers and victors. Let me give you an example for some of you that don't quite understand what I'm saying at this time. So what I mean is, okay, if you ever felt like, okay, I'm doing a job that I know is a blessing, but I feel frustrated. I feel frustrated at the hours that I work. I feel frustrated that I never seem to have enough money. I feel like, you know, it's just never enough. It seems like I'm not able to spend the time that I want to with the Father. You could be frustrated. Or if you were praying for something and something didn't come through time and time after again, and it never came through and you've been waiting and waiting, you could be dealing with disappointment. Or if you're mad because you're tired of being frustrated, I'm tired of feeling frustrated. I am angry. And you just don't know. You don't want to say it's God. You don't want to admit that you're angry, frustrated, and disappointed with God. But the fact of the matter is you are, because we've been taught that we can't blame anybody. But the fact of the matter is that God already knows that you're mad about every situation that you're in. You're mad because, or you're angry or frustrated that you're single. You're mad and angry and frustrated that you can't seem to get ahead and you're always seeming to pull back three steps when you seem like you're taking one step or you've been waiting for so long. And all this stuff, I know, you guys, it's like taboo. We can't talk this. You can't say this. You can't say this out your mouth, but guess what? You're living with it in your heart every single day. And it is actually the barrier that is keeping you from getting more understanding and your path being led in a more victorious direction. Trust me, I know. I have pretended that I wasn't frustrated. I acted like I wasn't mad, and I didn't want to believe that I was disappointed. Heck, most of the time, I think I was living in depression and just didn't want to admit it because I was dealing with all of these different emotions and didn't know what to do with them. I thought I can cast them out. You'll be set free. They just come back in another season. Say affirmations. declare certain things, but you're still dealing with these emotions because we go to God in prayer, but we're not laying everything at his feet. We're going to God and we're not giving him our issues. We say everything about the surface stuff, but we won't admit the things that are in the depths of our soul, like disappointment, frustration, anger. And what we do is we lash out at other people. Maybe it might be road rage. Maybe it might be overeating. Maybe it might be overindulging in certain things and areas in your life. And then you just want to deal with those things instead of dealing with the fact, hey, I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm mad. I don't like where I'm at. It's how many years? How much time? What's going to happen? When is it going to change? Then instead of you telling God these issues, you start believing the lies of the enemy. Well, then you start believing, okay, well, this is just the way things are going to be. Well, this is how I just have to accept it. Well, this is just my life. And then, or some of you might just want to give up and just not be on earth anymore. You just want to give up on life altogether. This is not an overcomer. This is not a victor. So this is what God had told me. When are you going to tell me your real issues? That's the problem. I need to know. I know what it is, but I need you to confess them to me so I can help you get set free from that. I love when Paul said that, you know, I'm ratchet. I got issues. I mean, this is a person that was raised a certain way. He was taught a certain way. He dressed a certain way. He demonstrated his faith a certain way. He did all of the things, good, bad, and all in between. But yet, God still had a call and a purpose for him. He knocked him down, and then he was able to be trained. His mind was transformed and renewed. And Ananias had a very, very instrumental part in that. And God really ministered and really made Paul over, but yet Paul still had a thorn in his side. Paul still had some issues. Paul still had some things that he was struggling with. And all of us, some of us use that as, you know, maybe it's drinking or maybe it's sex or maybe it's lust or maybe it's this. Listen, what about the disappointment? What about the frustration, the anger? I don't understand. My life was like this at first and now it's over here. I mean, the Israelites went through it. They thought that they were better off over in where they were before, instead of, you know, going along with in Egypt instead of them walking and going into the promised land. They thought in the midst of it that they were frustrated, angry, and disappointed. They came out there like, yay, we set free. And then all of a sudden their life was minimized, but it wasn't minimized. They had everything that they needed. It's all about perception. It's all about how you look at things. It's all about the transforming of the mind. And right when they were getting ready to get that breakthrough, here come the adversary. Here comes the fact that their life wasn't the way they thought it should be. By now it should be like this. I thought it was going to be like that. Sounds like frustration. Sounds like anger. Sounds like they blamed it on Moses. And then they also said something about God. They were upset. It would have been better, Moses, if you had left us over there. And some of us may be feeling like, dang, I used to could do this and I used to could do that and I used to get it the way this and that. But guess what? That's not the new creation that once you give your life to Christ, you have become a new creation. So now it's time for your mind to be renewed and transformed. Yes, you might be in the midst of your wilderness right now. You might be in the middle of your wilderness and you might be ready to throw in the towel and you might be able, you know, saying, I'm tired of this. I can't take it. I'm exhausted. I just want peace. I just want joy. I just want happiness. And you don't know how to get it. Instead of pretending like you do and going to the prayers, to your prayer and praying what you think God wants you to say, be honest with him and say, I want more. I don't know what it is that I want. I think that if I had this, my life would be better. But maybe you know something different. I think if I did this, my life would be changed. I think if I lived over here, my life would be better. I think if I did that, and did this or did that or whatever the situation, you would think that, you know, your life would be better. But guess what? That is so much more to it that God wants to show you. It's a lifestyle. It's not about getting and having. It's in retrieving. It's about a lifestyle. It's a way of living. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of being. And yes, we all have struggles. We've all doubted. And then the one thing that the adversary wants to do is never mind you blaming God or never mind you being upset. Now I want you to just feel like you're worthless. I want you to feel like you're hopeless. I want you to just give up and live like this and don't even talk to God no more because he's not listening. These are all lies. That's why God wants you to keep fighting. He wanted the Israelites to keep pressing. He used Paul as an example that despite his thorn, despite how he was feeling and despite his mistakes and despite his thoughts and all of these things, he still knew that God was his deliverer. So he came to God and said, hey, I admit that I am jacked up in every area that I can think of that I know. I've done this. I said this. I feel like this. And I just feel like what is going on with my life right now that I have called myself surrendering to my Savior? Aren't I supposed to be saved? Yes. Talk to your Father about all of that so he can transform your mind so you can understand why he does what he does and how much you are loved and how much you are protected and how much he's taken care of you. Some of you say, I know that he's provided for me. I know that he's protected me. I know that he's taken care of my kids. I can see the things that he's done. I've experienced the favor, but yet why do I feel so frustrated? Take it to him. Let him know that it's not quite the way you thought so he can transform your mind. Maybe you're missing the mark because you are so focused on what you don't have or what you think you should have or what you feel like you should have or what you thought somebody else would. They had it. It worked for them. No, this is your lane. This is your relationship with the Father. Check with him. Tell him the truth. I'm angry and I might be angry with you. I'm just not quite sure, but I'm trying not to be angry, but I am. I'm frustrated and I think I'm frustrated with you because who else can I blame? It's just me and you. It's me and you. You're the one that I pray to. You're the one that's in control. He already knows. But the thing about God is so merciful and so amazing. He wants you to give it to him and look for him for his truth so the truth can set you free. While you're sitting up there harboring and protecting these emotions and feelings and try to hide it away and feel shame, you're condemning yourself. You're not living free. You know, let him speak to you. Let him talk to that area that hurts. As long as you're protecting it and hiding it and trying to act like you're not that and going and praying for everything else and the moon and the sun and your friends and your family and all that, and you don't even forgive yourself. You're mad at yourself. You're mad at your situation. How in the world can anything be truly effective? Guess how much power you would have if you let go of all of that. It may seem like a simple thing, but if it was that simple, why would the devil convince you that that is a shameful area to feel or be? Why would he convince you that God wouldn't want to hear about that? Why would he make you think that you got more power over that than your Father? If you give it to God, he will set you free from that, and it will really push the devil back 1,000 more steps. Trust and believe that. You will not live in condemnation. You will not. And then when you recognize that you're getting frustrated or you're getting aggravated, as soon as you say, Lord, I'm feeling frustrated right now. I surrender this to you. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's because I'm tired. Maybe I feel overwhelmed. I'm surrendering to you. Show me your truth in the midst of that. I promise you that God will show you his way. He will show you the truth. He will lighten those dark areas and he will give you revelation so you can live by it. And every time you do that, you'll get stronger and stronger and stronger in your walk. You'll start seeing the glory of God in every area of your life that you never thought you would see it again. You'll start reading the Bible, reading his word with new clarity and new understanding. It's nothing but a blindfold to your freedom. It's nothing but a block to your freedom if you continue to harbor frustration, feeling overwhelmed, anger, bitterness, resentment, disappointment, all of that stuff. You can bind and cast it out, but guess what? Before you do that, surrender it to the Father and ask him, why do I feel these things? What is in my way of walking in my freedom? Okay? So this has been Ministerial Moments. I hope this blessed somebody because I'm telling you, It's been a journey, I tell you. It's just so freeing that religion, you can break yourself free from religion and opinions of men, child, because it will have you bound. While other people struggling and stuff, they'll tell you, you wrong for feeling like that, cast that out, you shouldn't live like that, blah, 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 so you can take matters in your own hand, leaving God out. And God wants to be in all of that, because all it's going to do is be a reoccurring situation. So listen, and you, it's good to separate the meat from the bone. And the best thing is to get the whole meal from your father. That's all I got to say, because you're never going to have nothing stale. You're never going to have nothing undercooked. You're never going to have nothing watered down. You're going to have purity and full-fledged, nothing but the truth, anointing, his glory, his provision, his protection, his everything. You're going to have it. The fruit of his spirit and all of that is just going to drench and just go all up in your soul and in your heart and in your mind, and that's when you're walking as a victor, an overcomer, and a new creation, a new creature. All right. Well, listen, I'm so excited. We got Gina G with Trinity, and Elizabeth Brooks gonna be giving us 5 minutes of personal fitness. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, beautiful people. You can find my music on iTunes and all digital outlets. My name is Aaliyah Hall, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Gina G, what's going on? How are you?
I am well, my sister. How are you?
Fantastic. It's a wonderful week. I know it's a lot going on in the news.
Oh, let me tell you something. It is a lot going on in the news. And, I mean, if you're ready for this tea, baby, let me tell you something. I got it. Just let me know if you are ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's start with, I don't know why, Mom. I apologize for that. All right, so we're going to start with the U.S. is going to be running out of avocados, people, in the next 3 weeks.
I saw that.
I got to start you off with avocados.
I love avocados.
Right, and I just got into avocados. It took me a while, but I'm like, I finally got into avocados, and now we ain't going to have no more because of this border. So with this border being closed, I mean, we could be out of avocados, folks, in the next 3 weeks. It's that serious because, of course, our avocados come from Mexico. So we are going to have a shortage to none of avocados. So, y'all, we got to pray for the avocados, Dr. Gina. I just fell in love with avocados and found out how good they were for you. So I'm a little upset. So I'm hoping that we can get this border controlled together so we can get avocados. Chicago has elected their first.
Before you go on, I just want to elaborate on that. When you were talking about the avocados, right before that happened on the news today here, they were showing this lady that lives right on the border, of course, not in Mexico, but on the other side. And so they on her what do you call that? The camera. Oh, the surveillance camera. Yeah. Thank you, Father. The surveillance camera, they saw 16 immigrants climb over the wall in her backyard.
What?
Yes, and she said they sat there in her backyard for 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
She said it was 16. She said she believes they were waiting for border control to clear out so they can continue on their journey. But she said nonetheless, oh. they showed it. The 16, I'm climbing, jumping over the wall. I oh, said, goodness. Oh, my God, this is he going to want that wall even more after
oh,
this story.
Wow. And that is scary.
But the wall didn't help her. They climbed over the wall.
Right. Well, we all know how to climb a wall. So I don't know what he thinks he's doing anyway. I mean, if you can climb a fence, a gate, a wall ain't nothing to it, especially if you get a boost from your close friend. You're going to be over that wall.
I was thinking like ants. You know how they do it one on top of the other. The only people that's going to be left, I guess, is the last 15 or 10. You're gonna have to get me next time. But then when the last people come, they're gonna be stuck there.
They're gonna be stuck. Oh, babies. Oh, my God. This whole wall situation. I mean, it's affecting families and now avocados.
And
so avocados. We gotta get it together. I'm just saying. I don't know what we could do.
Okay.
We need to process the avocado right. Okay. So we're going to move on down to Chicago, who they just elected their first black female mayor. And on top of her being black, she is a lesbian. So they have killed two birds with one stone, the first of all of it. So we want to congratulate the first black female mayor in Chicago. Also, everybody is getting on this female train, which I love so much because it's females, we're awesome. I mean, we already know we're awesome and we run the world. That's what Beyonce said. So Slovakia. Am I saying it correctly, Dr. Gina? Slovakia.
Yes.
You know, you got to have that on it, okay? They just elected their first female president. So everybody is getting on board. I'm so excited for the women right now in 2019, just taking over the world, and I am loving it. Amy Eshmel is her name. And, honey, we just got it going on. The ladies just got it going on. I'm just going to end it with that. Cherry blossoms are blooming in D.C. Gina, I know you've seen them.
Uh-huh. I talked about it earlier.
Yes, it's big news, honey, that those cherry blossoms are blooming. I was there last year. I want to say about this time, and me and Dr. Gina and her son and my son, we rented bikes, and we rode our bikes, and we saw all the beautiful cherry blossoms. So, D.C., y'all got it going on, even though it's still a little chilly.
Yeah.
You guys got it going on with the cherry blossom. And a space scientist, okay, they want to pay you $19,000. Okay, to lay in bed for 2 months. So they accept an application. They are accepting applications. They are willing to pay people $19,000 to lie in bed for 2 months. So you just got to lay in bed. That's it. For 2 months, just lay in bed. You got to be in the bed 2 months straight. And when you are able to learn to walk again, because that's what you're going to need to do, after laying down in that bed for 2 months, you got $19,000 to spend. So I don't know, Dr. Gina. I don't know if I can lay in bed for 2 months. I just, that's a lot of money, but I don't know if it's enough. Okay.
I don't think I can lay in a bed for 2 months.
I don't think I can lay in bed. Yeah, I don't know if I could do all of that. Disney is banning smoking cigarettes and large strollers. So Disney is no longer allowing, Disney is no longer allowing you to smoke cigarettes on their property. And they are banning large strollers.
Well, I'm glad because that cigarette smoke, it smells. I mean, I was running and walking yesterday, and I'm telling you, I mean, the smoke, people were smoking, walking, and one guy was smoking and riding a bike, and the other guy was smoking and walking, and I'm like, I don't get it, but it's killing me. Like, literally, I had to run past them both because I could not inhale while I'm walking the cigarette smoke.
Right.
It's just horrible.
Oh my God.
You're not going to help anybody that listens to this show. Listen, if you smoke, you need to quit. I don't care. I did.
Yeah,
I smoked and I quit. I quit and I have not smoked in 15 years, 16 years now. And it's just better for your health anyway. And I'm Disney. Thank you for taking a stand because nobody want to walk behind that. It's even though it's outside, it's going in people's mouths and nose and throat and lungs.
And that's the problem. And that's why they're saying, we are banning. So there's no more cigarette smoke or big strollers. Now, which I don't know what
heels. Think of a cart that's, you know, you at the grocery store and then a cart. So my son used to do that to me all the time, run the cart in the back of my heel. That's how I can imagine a big stroller. And
I can tell you right now, that was ground for a pop. If you hit her ankles with the back of that basket, believe me, she is turning back around with a vengeance. You getting popped. Even if you try to duck and dodge, somebody getting popped. I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody going to get popped. Birdman, which is Toni Braxton's ex-fiance, because they're no longer engaged. They broke it off.
They back together.
You know what? Now
they back together. They've been together for a few weeks now. He was on a fellow entertainment show talking about how they were together just a couple of days ago.
So they're no longer engaged.
On Friday.
Okay, so they're not getting married, but they're together.
They're together, and he said they never broke up.
Oh, you know what? Toni Braxton needs too much attention. Maybe this is why this change has come about, because he's getting ready to get all his face tattoos removed. He says that he is older now, and he's ready to remove all the tattoos on his face. Which my advice will be to those that are growing up, how about you just don't get them on your face? Because eventually you're going to be an old man and an old woman, and you're going to have tattoos on your face. So let's think about that, people. And Birdman is a millionaire who obviously can make money and get a job, but guess what? He's still taking them tattoos off his face. So for those that are not a millionaire and you still going to have to apply for a job, let's not do it. How about we just keep tattoos for places that can be covered up with a shirt, and we're going to work together.
And do you know why? Let me tell you why they said that they do that. They do that because they feel like they don't see a future. They're just living in the moment. They don't think that they're lived, you know, old enough to change their mind or even care.
Well,
this
so
lets
true.
You know that anything is possible. You can
anything
live past 50.
Because he's Birdman said, I got to do it. They got to come off. And like I said, it could be the fact that he's with Toni. So now that I know they back together, this kind of makes a little bit more sense to me. I get it now. Okay. I get it. And in other news, I mean, this just touched my soul. I saved it for last because I'm sure we're going to have a little content on it. But we just paid homage to Selena, the Mexican singer who passed away 24 years ago, 2 days ago, which was on Monday. And now we have to mourn the death of rapper, activist, Nipsey Hussle, who was a Los Angeles rapper, who has done so much for his community. I mean, it's beyond what he's done for his community as far as cleaning the streets, as far as employing people, as far as taking a whole block that was abandoned and building stores, giving people jobs. He basically died the day before he was to meet with the LAPD chief to come with a gun violence rally. So they had been trying to come up with this meeting for the past couple of months, and they finally came up with a day, and it was the day before he died, the day after he died, which I don't know if someone went in his place, which I'm hoping so. I haven't heard any other news about that, but it was going to be a rally against gun violence, and then he gets guns down the day before that in front of his store. There's a lot of stories going around, but they have found the killer, which is a gentleman by the name of Eric Holder, which is a gentleman that he knows, a gentleman that's been in his music videos, a gentleman that he asked to remove himself out of his store very nicely, because that gentleman had been known around town as telling on someone, as snitching, as they say, in those type of settings. So he asked the gentleman, you know, not to come around because it's not a good look. He didn't want anyone else to get hurt. And he ended up losing his life. I'm from California. I grew up in California. I was born in Georgia, but I grew up in California. I have driven on the streets of Crenshaw. I have hung out on the streets of Crenshaw. I've lived on Crenshaw. So this losing this rapper activist has really hurt the whole community in Los Angeles. And it's just really, really sad. He was working on a documentary with Dr. Sabi, who is a holistic doctor down in Honduras, who back in 1985, he had a case on him, federal and a state case against him, because he stated that he has cured AIDS. He has cured cancer. And so Dr. Sabi was told to bring forth four people that can testify of being healed. He brought in 66 people. 66 people went and testified that this man has healed them and delivered them from their disease. And wow. All charges were dropped. And this was back in 85, and it hasn't been brought up anymore. If you remember Lisa Left Eye, who is the third group member of TLC, which is a national touring girl group, No Scrubs, Waterfalls. She was, when she passed away, she was in Honduras at his holistic camp. And then she passed away. She got ran off of the road because she was coming back, letting the U.S. know the values of doing Dr. Sabi's diet. And she got ran off of the road. Everyone survived in that car but her. And so now Nipsey Hussle, which, of course, people are contesting that it's, you know, it's all a setup because of this documentary that he was making about Dr. Sabi's trial in 1985, which we all know that Dr. Sabi was mysteriously killed in a Honduras jail last year. The man was 75 years old. He could jump gates, climb walls. He would demonstrate him falling on his knees and getting right back up. I can't do that at 38. But he was 75 years old, being able to do that, showing you guys the, you know, just how good that his diet works. He believes that God made everything that we need here on earth, and that is what we're supposed to eat. And none of the pharmaceutical companies want to hear it. I mean, because of course the money is in the medicine, and he is healing people off of natural, God-giving things of this earth. And it's just a tragedy, Gina, knowing that this young man has lost his life due to trying to spread a good word to heal his people, to heal the world. And it's just, I'm devastated. And it's,
Well, so many people have been affected in so many ways, because he's a philanthropist and other ways and areas. And he also spoke against, you know, violence and things like that. And he wanted to, you know, he was a real estate mogul and things like that. Yeah. But I also heard on one of the our affiliate news report shows saying that a young lady came forth, and she was actually the driver of the person that actually did the shooting. So we'll be hearing more details about it and following up with, you know, the purpose. So maybe they can find out who did, you know, why it was done specifically. What was the reason? What was the, you know, the payoff? Who was behind it and things like that? Who was the mastermind behind the whole thing? But it is a sad thing. And I really wanted somebody from that area right now that actually could have done a mild report on it, and hopefully we can do a follow-up at some time in the future shows. But I mean, it's just a sad day. A lot of things are happening that are just disappointing, and just we're getting so just sensitive about everything, and it's, and rightfully so, it's so much going on. We're just, you know, it's already turning us. I talked about anger and disappointment and frustration. It's in the air, it's in our system, it's in our nation, it's from the top to the bottom, and people are just frustrated in a lot of ways. But this is where God has to come in, you guys, for everything. And he can do, he can show you what you need to have for your health, and if you want to get healthy and things like that. And the devil can't stop nothing. All you have to do is go to the Father. That's the bottom line. And he might have been able to take somebody out and another person out that, you know, may have been a carrier of the information. And, you know, this might be an opportunity for us. It's got to be something there, because the adversary wouldn't be trying to take them out, people. So then maybe we should start studying ourselves, approve, and doing research and start praying about it and letting God lead us, because we're more powerful as a unit than we are just one at a time. But if I believe that this is the case, then maybe God is showing us that there is something there, and their lives were a sacrifice just to get us to wake up. I mean, we can't And so to the point, it's a problem, and then we get on to the next issue. Next week it'll be something else, and we done forgot the whole purpose and mission, you know. So obviously, when I see stuff repetitive like that, God is speaking, and that we need to take the initiative to actually do the research. Like, I need to research about peer, and we're going to transition because we got Elizabeth Brooks coming on with 5 minutes of fitness. But even with women going through menopause and men changing in their life, I was talking to a friend of mine, Rod Stevens, and he was we were talking about men, our bodies changing, and just, you know, what kind of diet do we use? What kind of, you know, herbs are there? You know, these type of things that are catered just for our age group, 50 and over, or even turn, you know, in your 40s and getting or going on in age, you know, people are gaining weight, people are having colon cancer, people are, you know, all these different things, and you might be exercising, but it's in your diet. So it's like, what is the nutrition for all of that? So it's a lot of things that I, and even with this mess, what you just said, Gina G, about Nipsey and Left Eye, is that it gives me something to light fire to me. This is the third time now, not about any sicknesses or disease, but the third time that I feel like God is saying, I need you to do some research and stuff like that on nutrition and herbs and things like that for a different you know, ailments or prevention, you know? So thank you for the trending tea, Gina G. Amazing work as always.
It's no problem, Dr. Gina. And I just wanted you to know that Nick Cannon has took on the responsibility of still going through with the documentary. So we will see it. They can't stop us. We will see the truth.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. I like Nick Cannon. All right, we're going to transition. I wish we had more time. Let's go right into fitness with Elizabeth Brooks. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gina. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Gina G and me, we're here. What you got, girl?
Listen, I just wanted to reiterate something that I heard at the end of what you were saying before, which is, you can exercise every single solitary day. If you don't deal with that diet, your exercise will be for naught. Remember, the way we look is exercise is only about 20% responsible for that. 80% of the way we look has to do with what we put inside our bodies. So, you know, it's so important to for us, particularly as people of color. I just want to jump on that just for a hot second.
Yes, please.
To be mindful of what we put in our mouths. It is so important. It's time for us to eat more fruits and vegetables. It's time for us to, you know, to be just more mindful of how much water we're taking. And those basics, we're just missing out on those things. And so we don't want to just be doing one thing. We want to encourage everybody on the full spectrum. And I know I'm going to talk about fitness today, but I just wanted to hop on that for 2 seconds because that is so important. But I wanted to talk today about metabolic training.
Ooh, metabolic training. Love it.
A lot of people talk about metabolic training, and it's like, okay, what is that? So I wanted to get into this in a little bit of detail today. First of all, metabolic, that word comes from metabolism. Okay, it deals with driving your metabolism, and your metabolism controls how many calories you're burning. That is as simple as it is. There are three things that control your metabolic rate: how much muscle you have on your body, the frequency of your meals, going back to eating, and, of course, your thyroid. Your thyroid you can't do anything about, especially if you start having issues with that. You definitely need to go see your doctor right away. But those other two components, you can do something about. But metabolic training specifically includes those types of exercises that require a maximum amount of energy. And they also are exercises that are multi-joint exercises. So you know how big people love to do bicep curls? Well, a bicep curl is just a single joint movement. That would not be considered a metabolic exercise. Okay? But like a burpee, you know, everybody likes to talk about burpees, but the reason they're so popular is because it's a really driving metabolic exercise. You know, think about it. When you try to do 10 burpees in a row, your heart rate is on the roof. Okay, you're like, okay, wait a minute, let me catch my breath. So those are the types of exercises that we're talking about. And we're also talking about that amount of energy expenditure where you're working between 60 and 85 to 90% of your maximum heart rate. So metabolic training are those structural exercises too, which means your spine. Those exercises that include your back, those large muscle groups in your legs, okay? Mm-hmm. And they engage, you know, on multiple levels on the full body workout activities. Metabolic exercises are high intensity exercises. So sometimes we confuse high intensity with high impact. Impact has to do with the pounding on the feet. How much, you know, like running. Running is a high impact exercise. It, you know, it's about 3 times your body weight on each leg every time you run. But metabolic exercises don't have to be high impact exercises. They need to be high intensity exercises. For the most part, a burpee is, I'm just using that as one example, is not a high impact exercise. It is a low impact exercise with high intensity, lots of large muscle groups, but it really drives your heart rate up because you're using so many large muscle groups. So think about this. If you think about workouts that you do, I'm going to give you an example, okay? If you're doing 3 sets of an exercise, let's say you're going to do a squat with an overhead press. So you go into your squat, you rack those weights to the shoulder, you push it overhead. That is a multi-joint exercise that's really going to bring your heart rate down. Up. If you bring that to 3 sets, and instead of thinking, oh, I'm just going to do 10 reps, how about you do it on a timed interval, like 45 seconds with a 15-second break? That kind of exercise pattern is a metabolic exercise routine. And that way, one of the real challenges most people have is not whether they do exercises, but the intensity of their exercise routine. So I really want to encourage people to consider doing metabolic training. You can do metabolic training, those high-intensity, low-impact exercises that create a burning sensation in your muscles. You guys know what I'm talking about. When you feel like, you know, oh, my God, my muscles, that lactic acid buildup in those muscles that cause the muscles to burn. We want to be doing those kinds of things 2 to 3 times a week.
And you can incorporate, I love it.
Yes, you can incorporate metabolic exercise into your routine. Within other workouts you do, let's say you're going to do a spin class, you do your spin class, come right out of there, hit your 10 burpees. You can throw those metabolic exercise routines in any time during the day. Sometimes people can tell me that they don't have time to work out. And you can do a 15-minute early morning metabolic routine. You pick out 3 to 4 exercises, you do 2 to 3 sets of each exercise, 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off. These things are doable. We want to be thinking manageable exercise with high intensity, okay? Mm-hmm. So let me just go back to some of those tips real quick again. Metabolic exercise, you guys. These are multi-joint, large muscle group movements, like a squat with an overhead press or burpee. Those are examples of that same
My
thing.
My favorite. I love burpees.
Oh, my God. Jump squats, stuff like that. Those are all metabolic exercises. We want to be doing those 2 to 3 times a week. You want to integrate those into your regular exercise routine patterns. You want to think high intensity. If you're not breathing hot and heavy, sweating, you know, something is wrong. You're not doing that workout right, okay? Ideally, you should be lifting as heavy as you can and resting as little as possible between sets. So that's why I gave that 15-second rest period example, 45 seconds of work, 15 seconds of rest, okay? And then remember that you should be feeling the burn, everybody. This is not about pain. Pain is not the same as feeling that burning sensation. Pain is an uncomfortable sharpness in the muscle. You know you're doing something wrong if you're feeling pain. But if your muscles are just getting tired, okay, just work the thing out, you guys.
Keep Suck it going, up.
Okay? Suck it up.
Suck That's right, it Dina. Up. Your famous word, up. Don't be a baby.
You know,
no pain, no gain.
I love that.
For real.
That's right. It really is true. And so a lot of times people have a real problem with those terminologies, but they come from someplace. No pain, no gain means you should be feeling the burn sensation when you're doing these exercises.
You That's
should
right.
be feeling tired. You should be getting fatigued. But we're not talking about pain as in you've injured something.
Breaking something, yeah.
Right. No, we're not talking about that, okay? keep it
what
safe.
What is the thing? You felt good when you put the thing in your mouth, okay? When you sat there and
right.
you ate the cookie, the chip, it right. felt good. So we have to go against the grain. So what felt good is going to be opposite. It's not going to feel great, but guess what? You're going to feel like you accomplished something. You're going to feel like
right.
you persevered a challenge. You're going to feel victorious. And these are great feelings. So maybe during a time like sitting on the couch eating a bonbon or pizza, whatever it may be, you know, at the time for days and months, because it took you a while to get there. It wasn't overnight. So you have to be just as fair about fighting up against what has already been produced. You got to fight to go in the opposite direction to produce the results that you want. So if you got
Absolutely.
That mindset in your mind, then you already don't expect something false. Don't go
That's
in
right.
expecting that it's going to feel great.
No.
It's not.
And remember, people, as we get older, it's even more important that we do these high-intensity workouts. There's so much research behind people, older
oh
adults,
God.
Doing high-intensity routines. Particularly, I always say this for women, because, Jeannie, you were talking a little bit earlier about menopause. Women, as we get older and we lose muscle, we start putting on that weight, menopause, our metabolic rate starts slowing down. We have to do something to boost our metabolic rate. And these high-intensity routines are great for that.
And it is so important, Elizabeth. I thank you for that. I just want to confess something before you go while we're on the subject. You know, we've worked out together and things like that. And I've shared, you know, in your classes and stuff like that. And I love them. You know, the thing is that we've talked about perimenopause and things like that.
Yes.
And even though you don't see your body reacting to it outwardly, like a missing menstrual or hot flashes, your body is already gearing up. So the moment you start seeing that you're gaining weight in places that you normally don't, or you're struggling with your diet, or your exercises are becoming more grueling, or whatever it is, something's going on with your body. And I had to look back for a moment where I was a certain size, and I had to look at when did this start happening. And it was actually in 2016, right before I started having my first started having my first hot flash. And I said,
yeah.
Wow. So that's when my body started changing, when I started noticing, hey, I can't eat this like I used to. This is not good.
Right.
And I also noticed that the more I was trying to build muscle, the less cardio I was doing. So I was doing
right.
more muscle building because I didn't want to burn my muscles that I had gained, because, you know, the myth is you run a lot, you'll lose your muscle. But I think a good balance is good with both of that, from what I've, you know, learned through the years, that a good balance is good because, you know, you incorporate that in your workouts. But I know that you and I both agree that even with doing, you know, the burpees and the jump squats and everything we do, it's still you always, you know, say to add on, you know, your cardio is just not enough. And the older
exactly.
you get, you start seeing that. So I have really just, I've noticed that because I've gained some weight, even though, I mean, I still look like I look healthy and I work out, but I know the difference, just like every woman
right.
or male would know the difference. And I want
right.
my workouts to mean something. So what I did was I took a step back and I started just building up my running more, getting that
wow.
cardio and really intensifying that and pushing myself after that. And girl, I'm telling you, I did not realize how out of shape I was without that cardio. I mean, I'm talking about out of shape.
Goodness.
Out of
it's
shape.
Excellent.
Excuse me.
So, it's amazing.
So I can't say, you know, fitness and all this stuff, wholeness, if I don't look at every aspect of it. And we go through stuff, right? So we can help other people. It, you know, we learn as we go and things like that. But yeah, everything that that she has spoken and my admittance to, I can't eat the chips like I used to. No, I can't.
Right.
I have to be very,
right.
very, very strategic about, you know, what I put in my body. And I'm also starting to see within six consecutive days of running for an hour, and that's walking, running, because I haven't built up quite yet to that full-fledged half an hour yet. I'm still taking breaks between 15 minutes, but I say
right.
I'm gonna be patient with myself, because
yes.
that's what you have to do when you have spent years living like this, you got to give yourself just the same amount of fairness to build yourself up. But let me tell you, after the sixth day, I'm starting to see results. I'm starting to see, you know, the fat burning. I'm starting to build up. I'm not taking breaks, you know, as far as walking in between as much. And my goal is just to run 45 minutes straight. Now, this is only for building up cardio and burning off the excess water, fat, and stuff that I built up through the 2 years, right, through this menopause. But also, I'm trying to build up my metabolism. The more cardio you do, it builds up your metabolism. That's why we see these muscle-bound men, right? They're muscular, but then you get them in one of our classes, your class, Elizabeth, and they can't
they
even
die.
They can't.
I die, too.
They just die. They just die. You know, I love that you're saying all of this because I think one of the things we forget is you can't always do what other people are doing. You have to figure out what your body needs. And everybody's body is so different. We have to be willing to experiment a little with our own bodies to see what works and what doesn't work. Gina, you might need 4 days of cardio a week. I might need 2. I might need a little bit more weight training just because we're different. So,
yeah.
or I might be 5 years older than you. You know, we have to be willing to experiment. Maybe swimming for another person is going to be more ideal for them. You know, we have to be willing to get in there, experiment with our bodies, see what works, what doesn't work, and be willing to make the sacrifices because there is an overall benefit to this, everybody, and that is for the next generation. We're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing this so that 10 years from now, we are healthy, we are vibrant. You know, when we're going into our 65s and our 70s, you know, we don't need people to look after us. 70 is not old people. It's not
come
like,
on
you
now.
Know, it's not, come on, you know, 70 years old, you should be able to turn the page. You might be a tiny bit slower, but you should still be able to walk places, get your own groceries, you know, do things for yourself, be active in the community, doing things for young people. Your life should be vibrant. And if we don't
take
care of ourselves, we lose the ability to contribute to the next generation. And this
That's
is what it's all about.
That is right. And also, you know, like Elizabeth saying, and every person is different. With my clients, I don't tell them all to do the same thing. With her clients, you don't tell them all to do the same thing because everybody's body is different. Everybody's age is different. Everybody's muscle mass is, everything is different. We're all different individuals. And I can't give the same program to the same person, to the same person that's 70, that's 80, that's, you know, 25, that's 30. And she can't either. So that's just with anything.
True.
So take all of this advice. Is good stuff. We practice what we're saying. I openly admitted it. Me and her talk all the time about stuff. So listen, you're not alone. Get to work. It's springtime. There's no excuses. We don't have no more eating holidays. No. And
oh,
Resurrection Sunday is not an eating holiday. It's a time to celebrate Yeshua. So don't
Jesus
even think
Christ.
About food.
That's right.
All right. Listen, tell everybody where they can follow you. Elizabeth.
All right, everybody. Well, remember, you know, my whole motto is fitness begins with correct thinking. If you need some tips on your thinking, just give me an email or feel free to go to the website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com, or my email address, ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Can't wait till the next time you're on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. So listen, this was sponsored by American Apparel Sportswear. We are talking about PEG, fitness apparel, cycling apparel, lifestyles apparel. You can go on the website, performanceenduranceendurancegear.com. Again, www.performanceenduranceendurancegear.com. I love their leggings, you guys. I got a bag. I love their sweatshirts. The material is the bomb. When you stop seeing me wearing Nike, I must really love this athletic wear. It is so amazing. They got pockets for your phone. If you're jogging, if you're running, if you just don't want to carry nothing, just put them. You can wear them for your leisure. You can wear them for cycling. You can wear them for yoga. Everything. Fitness is PEG, Performance EnduranceGear.com. Go and check them out. And also go on at Performance Endurance Gear and check it out for yourself. All right. Now, Gina G, Yes, take us away with what she say, girl. What you saying?
Well, honey, well, what I'm saying has a lot to do, of course, with the situation at hand, and it is keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Woo!
Because I'm telling you what she say. Yeah, she said it. Because I'm telling you right now, the person or the persons that are right up under your nose, people, are probably the ones that are so jealous of you that they can't stand it. That the only reason why they're dealing with you is to try to keep up with you. So I want everyone to just be aware of your surroundings and aware of people around you. I have the pleasure, and it is such a blessing, to have Dr. Gina as my friend, as my sister. And as my friend and my sister, something you guys may not know is my sister prays for me and my family. So my sister doesn't call me and say, ooh, girl, let me tell you what such and such did. And let me tell you what I heard such and such said. When me and my sister talk, it is about positivity. It is about encouraging one another. And she prays for me and I pray for her. Those are the type of friendships and the people that you want in your circle. So you have to be aware, people, okay? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And they probably the same in the two, and I'm not excluding family, because sometimes that distant cousin or that first cousin or your mama might be the problem. So listen, people, we have to stay prayed up and pay attention to our surroundings. Stop letting anybody in. Stop letting anybody be your friend. First of all, we are too old, if you over 30, to be telling somebody, oh, that's my friend. I just met her. No, you don't know that lady. Pay attention. And that's what I got to say, Dr. Gina, because I'm not tired of stuff happening to good people. You know, there's always somebody is right there that can reach out and touch them. You know, so it's just, we got to stop that. So pay attention, people. Please. Attention.
Exactly. Oh, I love you, sister.
I love you, sister.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I love it. I don't even have nothing else to add to that other than I love you and thank you for that. Listen, you guys, I hope you got something out of today's message. This show today was impactful, and I hope that it changed something for you, sparked something in you, motivated you, and encouraged you. I hope that you go forth and listen. You can call Elizabeth Brooks or you can follow up with me if you got some fitness desires and needs. I am right here. I'm ready. I'm ready to take on boot camps, personal, whatever you need. I'm ready to do that. And you can go on myhealthandsoul.com to download your fitness DVD, Health and Soul. And also, don't forget that performance gear. And also, Gina G, where are you going to be to make everybody laugh and smile? Ooh, you got anything going on?
Well, I am going to be in Jacksonville this Saturday. So it is going down, Fake Famous Comedy Tour. I am your queen of the Fake Famous Comedy Tour, and we're going to be making Jacksonville laugh this weekend. So you guys make sure you look at my social media, Gina G Too Funny, and find out where it's going to be and how you can get your tickets, because I know it's almost sold out. So catch me, Florida. I'm coming
All
back.
Right. Somebody need to be there because we're streaming over 100 different networks. BBSRadio.com, you guys. What an amazing partnership with these guys. I love the producers. We're not going to hold you up because we actually need to go. But listen, follow us on, go and check out Gina G. Gina G Too Funny and Gina G. Check her out on all social outlets to follow her. And also go on Gina R. Prince at Instagram. I want you to go on Dr. Gina R. Prince and go to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat radio page on Facebook, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and catch up with everything that we got going on. And also, Gina, I got to get you on there so you can start posting some of your shows and stuff so people can go and know where you are on there as well. So we make that happen. But yes, you guys, we love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, because you know what? We believe in you living healthy, living whole, living in your destiny. It's all about wholeness, you guys. Mind, body, and soul. Follow me to find out what I got going on with the Keys Against the Enemy podcast and also with the Charisma Magazine devotional. I'm going to be posting something today, an article that I wrote. So you'll be looking out for that. that. And I'll be keeping you posted on all speaking engagements coming up. This is summer and spring, y'all. It's about to go down. All right, you guys. I am going. Well, I'll be talking about that next week because I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. But anyway, I'm excited because the spring is here and it's time to get on that road. I love it. Don't you love it, Gina?
We love talking, touching, and talking.
Yes, we love interaction and touching and talking to all of y'all. And if you want to be on the show, I've been getting DMs. I haven't followed up with all of them in inboxes. You guys, listen, I'm going to follow up with you. I know you got books and music and things like that. I got to sort it out. I'm looking towards May and June to start booking stuff. So be on the lookout for that. All right. Listen, we got to go. It's all about health and soul. It's all about laughter. It's all about wholeness. It's all about living in your destiny. We love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love it. I was waiting for you.